labasa.
If the person has a tumas meisa on him, that's the chiddush. When you touch a piece of metal, the metal has the same tum as you, so the metal also becomes like an avatuma. So the knife should also have a din avatuma on it. So now when the knife touches the meat, it's metama the meat. So right there, what does it help us now? That the person is not touching the meat, he's only touching the knife. But since the knife becomes an avatuma, because if the person has a tumas meisa on him, and he touches metal, the metal becomes an avatuma, so the avatuma will be metama the basar also. So that's the kasha then, how could we say lechetchila? By chulun he's not a shecht and it doesn't become tamei, why not? Even by kachim also, b'dievet, it should be posel, why doesn't the meat become posel? And Tais speaks out before, the afagav the yamrinam lekamon. Afagav, I mean the dam kachim ain't a machshir, slechura the boster, that hukhsh lekabotuma. So even though he's tamei, so what? So Tais answers that chibas hegdish mechashrosoi. That's the chibas hegdish, that's machshirit lekabotuma. Or else Tais says chibas hegdish means since it's aimit, we brought for kachim, the chibas, the chayt of kachim, that's what's machshirit. Then Tais says, or else oi shavir benor, we're talking about that when the animal was alive, it went through the river, v'yadayim mashka tofecholeh, and now we have to shechit, there's still some wetness on it. Therefore that mashka is machshirit lekabotuma. That's the most question now, so since it has hechshir on it, now the chur, when this person is shechting, if he was a tummy mace, so when he touches the sakin, he makes the sakin an avatuma, and now when the sakin touches the meat, the meat should become tummy. So that's the shalah, how does it say here that the b'dievid, the shechit was good by kochin, or even lechetchila, how do we say, by chulun it's mutter to do it, lechetchila, like you're causing, you're making it tummy. So how is it mutter? Samar says the teretz must be elu diitma v'sheretz. We're talking about here now the person only became tummy through a sheretz. Therefore, he's only an avat. Therefore, he's a rishon l'tuma. And now, and like Rashi says, tevei high gaver rishon. This person now is a rishon. Lemetame has sakna, and the sakna has not become tummy. Why Rashi says shein kli mekabel tuma. A kli is not mekabel tuma. Elu only meyavat tuma. The lematzinum b'tor. We don't find anywhere in the Torah. The mekabel tuma me rishon v'sheni eloichol amashka. What's the only thing that's mekabel tuma from a rishon tuma from a sheni tuma? Only oichol amashka. Kedesila, the pasuk says kol asher b'soicha yitma v'samachle mikol oichol asher yochel oichlenu mashkin mitamoye miyavak licheres surishon v'oise lamashka b'soicha sheni. It's only mitama the food, but v'yein kli mitma miyavak licheres. But if a kli is inside a kli cheres, the kli does not become tummy from the kli cheres. Shemoy kli nosa masoich v'nitma achitzen asheni tor. Welcome before Shloi Pirkin. So that's the cloud that a kli is not makabel tuma from a rishon or from a sheni. A kli is only makabel tuma from an avatuma. So pshat over here is that this person touched the sheretz. The sheretz was the avatuma. The person now becomes a rishon l'tuma. And therefore, when he touches the sakin, he's not metama the sakin. Therefore, since he himself is not touching the basar, it's only the sakin that's touching the basar, but he himself is not touching the basar, therefore the basar remains tor. Therefore, by chulun lechetchilu it's mutter, and even by kochim it's only lechetchilu, you should not do it. But b'dievid though, if you made the shchita and you say clearly you did not touch the basar, b'dievid, even by kochim, also it's kosher. Another more says, "Be boysim." If you want to tell you, "Be boysim," liyolam, we will tell you the itma b'meis. We're talking about now the person became tummy through a meis. The question is then, luchuru the sakin also should have an avatumer on it, and it should be metama the boso. That there it is, we could go in sheboda krum yishakona v'shochet bo. He checked out the krum yishakona means he has his reeds growing, a sharp reed. It's like Rashi said, it's tzid pshutikli eitz. It's a con, is like a reed, and it's most, it's like an eitz. It's a flat piece of wood. And the klal is, v'loi mekabli tumma, of shoot to kliyate, is not mekabli tumma. Befrat if not miyachrit for kli, here is not miyachrit for kli. So therefore, even though him, the person, touched a mace, he's like an avatumma, but when do we say, cherif or reka halal, this sword that's only by metal? Pashenkin over here, Sepshuti Kliyet, it's not Makabotuma, therefore the Bosser is also Tor. Titanicus learned like this, Bakoil Shechtim, you can shecht with anything. Dein Betsur with a rock, Dein Beschuchus with a piece of glass, Dein Bekrum Yishokono, even with a Krum Yishokono. So since you can make a Shchita with this, that's what the Brice is talking about. Therefore, by Chul Nesmut, that's what our Mishnah is talking about, that Lechetchila, by Chul Nesmut. So Toys asked the question, Vim Toymar, Veich Yishchot Bekrum Yishokono, how could you make the Shchita with this piece of reed? I have a bin and kli, you have to have a kli, because the Mukha Besaif like more in the end of a Toyda. Menachos as a Mashro, Soich Dam Chatis, Dosh Minichsi, Vikas as a Machelot Tishkul as Benoi, Toyla Tuna Kli, Fiafin and Kulu Miyela. So here we're going in the Mishnah, even by Kochim also, that Vidyevit is Kosher. So Chur by Kochim, you have to have a kli, so how could you make a Shchita with a Krum Yishakona, there's no kli over here. So Toyzins Vyishloimar, could go in the Tikno Lekrum Yis, Vyosa Ken Kli, that you fixed up this piece of reed here and you made it like a kli. Now, viafa gav the kaim lon karebi, the omer perika chalil, a noisim kli shor shalech, you can't make kli shor smed out of eights. O polag rebbe yisi ba rebbe yehuda, the omer perika chalil, oisim kli shor shalech, lishchitas kodshim, lebin in kli shor. That even though for kli shor maybe you can make it out of wood, that there it is a saka that you need for shchita, even by kodshim, it does not have to be a kli shor. It has to be a kli, that's all, but not a kli shoras. So therefore, this kli could be made out of wood. So Tayyip says, Enachtam doesn't have to be a kli shoras, but he can't say it doesn't have to be a kli at all. So Yafinu Me'erlu, the Tunun Kli, Eldeinu Tuna Kli Shoras. The Pshat is that a sakin does not have to be a kli shoras, but it has to be a kli. So according to Tayyip, even though you fixed it up to be like a kli, so you have to say it's called the kli fil cheshchita. That it's called the kli. Then the chami for kabbalas tumah still on your pshute kliyates. A pshute kliyates is not makabel tumah. Therefore, there's no kabbalas tumah over here. Therefore, that's shown the mishnah that by chul nesmut lechetchila and even by kochim with the yevet is kosher. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Vaitom Abayi learns nukshan the mishnah. Abayi Roma that hochi ketoni." This is what our mishnah means to say. Hakil Sheikhtin Gafilo Kusi. Anybody can make a Shchita, even a Kusi. Now, Kusi, Vaistas, we're going now that a Kusi was called Geri Yemis. They were called Jews, not really Goyim. Because they weren't a Kabbal to Medagdik and all the mitzvahs, the way it says in Torah Shabbat there. So therefore, that even a Kusi can make a Shchita. Rashi says, Moisim loy behemel lechatchila, that I give them over behemel lechatchila. Lishchait. Why? The mitzvah sher ziku bohi. This is one of the mitzvahs that they were master to keep. Avo Yisrael yoytze v'nichnas lo yimtzloi. But if a Jew is just going to go in and watch him once in a while, that's no good. So Rashi explains why. The afagav duhuchzugu boliyatzmon, even though they're makter upon themselves, will only eat meat. That has a good shchitom, but they're not makter to give to another Yisrael nevelos. Because they do not dashen of ne'evil esit and michshol. You cannot give somebody else a nevera. Rather, they dashed it kemashmo, the way it says, Rashi says, lo yitin even b'derech, or evil hapiloi, not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. So therefore, again, this kusi lechetchila they could check for us. But when, ba'med v'mamurim, when does the mishnah mean lechetchila, kesha yisrael emir agab, only if a Jew was there watching him, making sure he does a good shchita. Avo yoytzei v'nichnas, but if a Jew just comes in and goes out, then lo yishcha, then you cannot, then lechetchila, you can't let him shecht. Like Rashi explained, because you have to be afraid, he's not going to be makbet to do a good shchita for us. Because for another Jew, he doesn't care about lifnei iver. Only for himself will make a good shchita. So the Mishnah, but the Pshat in the Mishnah is, v'yim shochat, let's say b'dievet though this kusi made a shchita, and the Jew did not watch him. So now the yetzer is, choytech kezayich bosa, cut off a piece of meat from this bosa, from this payment that he made a shchita on, v'noisaloi, and let he himself eat it. Ochloi, if the kusi himself eats the meat, then mutalechol mishchitosoi. Then now you let eat from mishchita, because since he himself is eating from it, for sure he made a good shchita. But loy ochlo, let's say he himself does not eat from the piece of meat, then the din is also lechol mishchitosoi, now let eat from mishchita, because you have to be afraid he did not do a good shchita. That's pshat from the mishnah. Lechetchil lekil have a kusi shecht only if Israel. Is Omer Agabov. But b'dieved, it helps even Nichnas V'yetze b'dieved later only if we give him to eat. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side.
So again, but the Yebed, if the Kusi shechted and the Jew was not there the whole time, then the only way to do it is if you give him a piece of meat and he eats from it, that's the proof that really it was a good shechita. So again, that's the lechatchila hakol shechta, means if a Jew watches him, and but the Yebed, even if we didn't watch him, if we give him a piece of meat to eat. My then the Mishnah says though, but chutz mecheresh to the katan, that does not apply the din of lechatchila of the Mishnah. Why? Because by a katan or by a shaita fool or dumb deaf, so there the afilu the Yebed nami loy. Even the Yebed, you cannot eat from his shechita that they made by themselves. Why? Because shema yishur, shema yidrusu. The shema yachlidu. We have to be afraid. Maybe the katan did not do a good shechita. Maybe he waited in between. Maybe those who pressed down too hard. Maybe Achlitu, he put the knife in between it to simonim. We'll see later on these halachas to chashita. So that's the Mishnah saying by a chereshite to the katan that even by the Yevet it's not kosher. But the Mishnah ends off, v'chula sheshachatu, but anyone that has made a shechita and Yisrael was omer agabog, then it is kosher. So Mor says again, ahai, and which case is the safe for the Mishnah going on that if Yisrael is omer agabog, then it's kosher? Which case does the Mishnah mean it to Sefer? It says, V'chulu sheshachto v'achirim roya noisan in shchitzah sing sheva. Elaine, if you want to tell me acherishay to the katan, but if it's going on the din of acherishay to the katan that I was saying, if you let them shech by themselves, even by the Eved, his shchitzah is possible. But if a Jew is watching over him, and he sees that he does a good job, then it's kosher. So Mor says, the halach attack is true. But if so, Allah koi, the Mishnah just got finished talking about a Chereshayit of a Kotim. If the continuation is still talking about a Chereshayit of a Kotim, then the Lashon should have been V'im Shachatu Miboilein. That if the Kusi does the Shechit to any Yisrael happens to be Omer Agabov, then it's Kosh. That's the way it should have said it. Since the Mishnah doesn't say it, Mashnah, we're not going back to Chereshayit of a Kotim. Even though the Din is Emes, Mashnah, that's not what we're talking about. Mor says rather, El HaKusi is going back to the Din of a Kusi. That if you have a Yisrael Omer Agabov, then it's good. For at the Gemara, Amrit, you said, Yisrael Omer Agabov, Shachar Afid L'Chathila. According to Bai, he was saying that's trying to raise to the Mishnah. When it says, Akol Shechton, it means even a Kusi can make a Shechita, as long as Yisrael is Omer Agabov. So that can't be trying to say for the Mishnah that it says, B'di Yeved, that if you have a Godl Omer Agabov, that it's Kasher. So Mor says, Anachnami Kasher. According to Bai, it's a little bit of Kasher. What is the safe of the Mishnah going on? So Chur Pashtu, you have to say Lemeson is going upon a cotton, but it's still a kash of the Lashon then. It shouldn't have said the Lashon of Vachul Vachulam, but rather the church should have just said Vachul Shachtu, just said Im Shachtu. According to Abayi, it's a little Bakasha. Mor says now, Omar Rav, Rav says, is it true what you just got from saying, the Yoytse v'nichnas l'chadchil loy, is it true what you're saying? That if you have a guy doing something and a Jew just comes in, spots checks him, comes in and goes out, that does not help for Hechsher. Like you say now, by a Shechita, the Kusim is a Shechita and a Jew just comes in and goes out, it's no good. I have Yotzanan, blood like this, a Gemara in Avodah Zohar that says, HaMeniach Oivik Echovim Bechanusay. If you leave a guy over in your store, he's taking care of your store, some store that you're selling wine there. So it says, the Yisrael Yetziv and Yichnas, and the Jew is coming in and goes out. Like, as far as the guy knows, the Jew could come in anytime he wants. So, Locher is Mutter, you let us still use that wine. So, here you see that Yetziv and Yichnas is enough of Hashkocha over a guy. Rashi says, what's none the paragbasm sector by the Zorah? The Afrikish Yisrael Yetziv and Yichnas Mutter, Alma Mistafi of the Kechovim. The guy is afraid of a Jew. That do Masi Yisrael, Lenoike will not touch the wine. And so Hachinam Yosef Ashkit also should be the same svara. Mistapi Hashti Yosef Chosla, the guy is always afraid that maybe now the Jew will come in and watch him. So therefore, Ashkit should also be a kosher Ashkit. So Mor says, no. Mikatani, does it say over there in the Gemara Navay Dezor, Mikatani Meniach, that Lechetchilu, you're allowed to leave a guy there in your store when you go out and just be silent that you're coming sometimes. Hamaniach Ketonim, the Lashon is just Hamaniach Abikachavim, means the Eved, only with the Eved is good. For the Chechilu, no. So therefore, it's not good with our Mishnah, that the Yoytze V'nichnas does not help L'chechilu. So Mor says, rather, the question should be Elam Yehoch, from this din of the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. It says over there later, in Avodah Zorah, it says, Ein ha-shoymer tzorech liyos yoshev u-mishamer. The Jew that's watching over the goy does not have to sit there, watch him the whole time. Ela afa pi shiyotzev v'nichnas muta. Even though the Jew just comes in and goes out at different times, it's also muta. You see, clearly the goy is afraid at all times to do something wrong because he's afraid maybe now the Jew will come in. You see, this is like a good. It was rather, ela rama rava, so like this. Hochi katoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha'kil sheikhtin rafilu kusi. Erech nami, everybody can make a shkita, even a guy can make a shkita. But I'll tell you, b'med, v'amurum, as he said, kishay Yisrael yoytsev v'nichnas, only if at least a Jew is coming in and going out, that the guy is always afraid to do anything wrong with the shkita, because he knows the Jew could come in at any time. Avubo umotsu sheshochat. But let's say you come in and you saw the way you found that the kusi already made the shkita, so then it's no good. Then it's only b'diyeved that choytech kezayich boso. We have eitzer is now cut off a piece of the meat from this animal that the kusi already made the shkita on, and benoisim loy and give it him. Och loy mutelecho mishkitosoy. If the kusi eats from a piece of this meat, then you're allowed to eat from mishkita. Loy och loy, if he does not eat from it, then also lecho mishkitos, not allowed to eat from mishkita. That's from the Mishnah, that's the Lechatchila, and this is the B'dievet. The Lechatchila is Yoytzei V'nichnas over Kusi. And the B'dievet is even there was no Nichnas V'yoytzei, but as long as later we give a piece of this meat to the Kusi teeth and eats from it, so then it's kosher. Then the Mishnah goes on, Chutz Micher Shreit V'Kotin, Estu Micher Shreit V'Kotin. Over there, the Afil D'yevet Namiloi. If we come and find where Kotin made a Shchita, even B'dievet the Shchita is Tzula. Because we have to be afraid, Shema Yishor, Veshema Yidrisu, Veshema Yachlidu. Maybe the Kotan did not do a good Hilchah Shchita. But the Chulin, all of them, Sheshachatu, all of them that made a Shchita, and Yisrael is Emir Agabav, then it helps. So again, the question is, Ahai, on which case is the Sefer going on that says the Chulin, if they're all, if anybody that made a Shchita and Yisrael is Emir Agabav, then it's good. You learn if you want to say the continuation from the last halacha about Acher Shaita V'Kotin. If so, Allah Koi, we're talking about that. If so, the Russian should have been then, V'yin Shachatu Miboylei. Not to say Russian of V'chula Sheshachatu. It just should continue on and said that Acher Shaita V'Kotin by himself the Shchit is Tzula. But if a Jew is watching over him, then it's Kosher. Since the Mishnah says Russian of V'chulon, Mashma is not going back to Kotin. El Aravi Akusi, the Mishnah is going back to Din of Akusi. That what that B'dievet of Yisrael watches him, it's good. For the Gemara no, Armut, he just got finished saying before that Afilu Yoytze V'nichnas is Shachat L'Chatchila. That even L'Chatchila is enough, just the fact that the Kusi knows that a Jew could walk in any time and spot check him. If so, Pshitim Shita, if a Jew is watching him the whole time, that Pshitim's Kosher even L'Chatchila. So how could our Mishnah end off to say the Chulin that B'dievet is Kosher? Tomorrow again says Kasher, that's still a good Kasher. According to Abayas Pshat, that's still a good Kasher, but the Lashon is not Mashma. So who would you have to say it's like a tzaka going back to Kotin? But Kopon of the Lashon is not Mashma, and therefore it's a Kasher. To get to that, the second shot we have in the Mishnah, like Abayas says, that the Mishnah is talking about a Kosher, that means even a Kusi. Now, Ravashi says, Hochi, so this is what the Mishnah means to say. Ha'akil Sheikh Tenafilu Yisrael Muma. That's what the Mishnah means. Anybody can make a Shrita Lechatchila, and even a Yisrael that's a Muma. Means the Yisrael that does Averis, he could also make a Shchita. So where's the question, Muma Lamai, what type of Averis, and how does he do this Averis that you're saying, his Shchita is still kosher? Muma Lamai, if you want to tell me, Lecho Nevelis L'Teyovon, that he eats Nevelis, means he does not eat kosher meats, but he eats it L'Teyovon, because he's hungry. Rashi says, he means to say, Kilo Mishkacha Tet, if he does not find a kosher piece of meat, he'll eat Nevela. Therefore, Miyaka Shasakin Baduka, Unusuna Biyodoi, Shachat Shapa, Mashaken over here, since he gave him a knife and he could make a good Shchita, so why should you say he'll make a Nevela, most probably make a good Shchita? He only eats Nevela with Teyov, it means when he doesn't have kosher meat, then he'll eat Trefa meat. But if he can find kosher meat, why should we be afraid? That's Shachat Mishnah, Lachatkila, that's good. Okay, the Rava, like Rava says, the other Rava says, Yisrael Mumar, let's say you have a Jew that he eats nevelis, but when on the teyovin, meaning if he can't find kosher meat, then he'll eat treifa meat. He'll do it with the mason. But Kopponim, he only eats the treifa meat when he can't find kosher meat. So such a person, boydik sakin, All you have to do is just